Investor uncertainty triggered by accounting scandals drove the Dow Jones Industrial Average below 9,000 for a time today. The Dow recovered somewhat, ending the day at 9,007. Broader averages declined more sharply, and the technology-laden Nasdaq fell more than 3%. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The almost daily revelations of suspect corporate bookkeeping are taking a toll on investors' confidence. Investors, in turn, are taking their frustrations out in the market, dumping their shares at lower and lower prices. Senior portfolio manager David Spica, who's with Bank of America Capital Management, says shareholders have been rattled as one after another company is found to have doctored its financial statements.
This morning, the disaster du jour was Vivendi in terms of accounting issues, and that really impaired investor sentiment and caused some pretty significant selling early in the day.
Shares in Vivendi Universal fell more than 20% after the French media company was reported to have inflated its results for last year by nearly $1.5 billion. The Nasdaq Composite Index, which began the day at a five-year low, kept digging, ending the day below 1358. WorldCom, which admits concealing nearly $4 billion in expenses, revealed yesterday that its reserve accounts are also under investigation. Analyst Rob Enderle of Giga Information Group says that kind of disclosure hurts the whole technology sector.
The sense is as the SEC goes through and looks at company after company, they appear to be finding problems in most of them, and at least the perception is for the companies that have not, the reason they have not been identified is because they haven't been looked at yet. And until we can get to a point where we can start trusting the financial reports from anybody in the segment, I think we're going to have a tremendous amount of downward potential in the market and not much upward potential.
Tech stocks are also smarting from the slowdown in computer sales as companies hold off investing in new technology. Enderle says that's hurt stocks in computer chip makers like Intel, which lost 5.5% today.
All the news that's coming in with regard to computer sales has been bad. As the monthly and quarterly reports have come in, they've indicated clearly that there has been an additional slowdown in computers, particularly mobile computers. So the chip companies are being hit relatively hard by an outlook that is anything but rosy.
Bank of America's Spica says the best investments now are companies that sell to the consumer market, not the corporate market. He also likes companies with simple bookkeeping and those that haven't grown through a series of acquisitions.
That's really the only place that investors have to look to right now. Is a company meeting their earnings targets, and do we have faith that they're doing so in an above-board manner and that they're not using accounting shenanigans to meet those earnings targets?
Spica was somewhat encouraged by the partial recovery this afternoon. He says with the market closed on the 4th of July and light trading expected both tomorrow and Friday, that could set the stage for a bit of a comeback next week. Scott Horsley, NPR News.